97.1 FM The Drive presents the Behind the Song podcast, taking you deeper into classic rock's most timeless tunes. Here's your host, Janda.
As the seasons turn and the year winds to a close, we often find ourselves in an introspective place, reflecting back on moments, places, and people that made us feel a certain way, or gave us reason to think about how things could change moving forward. There's a certain stillness that lies in each person as fall makes way for winter. Even through the holiday bustle, an innate reckoning of time and what we're doing with our lives. And of course, there are songs that appeal to that inner reckoning. Songs that appeal to our better angels about hope and gratitude, peace and giving thanks. One song suggests that grand gestures of giving aren't as necessary or even as impactful as starting with small ways to lift someone's spirit, even if it's just sharing a smile. Supertramp's Give a Little Bit does that and reminds us that when we share these small graces with others, we lift ourselves up as well. It's no wonder that such a sweet song was written by Roger Hodgson when he was just a teenager. That time in our lives when all of our autumns and winters were ahead of us, and hope springs eternal. If you like this episode, give it a like at the end, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. The opening track on Supertramp's fifth album, 1977's Even in the Quietest Moments, Give a Little Bit, is credited to both Hodgson and co-founder Rick Davies, a joint writing credit the two maintained on all Supertramp recordings from the mid-70s until Hodgson left the band in 1983, like Lennon-McCartney for the Beatles. But the song was written solo by Hodgson years before the song was recorded for the album, when he was about 19 years old. And that's about the same age, by the way, that Elton John's songwriting partner Bernie Taupin was when he wrote the lyrics for Elton's hit, Your Song. Another incredibly sweet tune that radiates with the innocence of a youthful perspective. Interestingly, Hodgson's path crossed with Elton John around that same time, in the late 60s and early 70s, when Hodgson recorded his first studio single in London as a solo artist with session players that included Sir Elton on piano, who was then known as Reg Dwight. It wasn't too long after this that Hodgson met Rick Davies and Supertramp was formed, and of course, we know what happened to Reg Dwight. But those early songs, written in those late teen years as the summer of love made way for the 70s, are full of hope and wide-eyed wonder, as befits the age of the respective writers. Supertramp released two albums starting in 1970, before evolving their progressive rock sound into something more pop-leaning on their breakthrough third album, 1974's Crime of the Century, after which they moved from London to Los Angeles. Hodgson's song Dreamer from that album was the band's first international hit, and along with Davies' Bloody Well Right, another hit from the album, Supertramp had embarked on a run of commercial and critical successes that would eventually make them one of the best-selling groups in the world. They released a follow-up album, Crisis, What Crisis, in 1975, after moving to the States, and then they headed to Colorado to record Even in the Quietest Moments in 1976. It was there, roughly 6 years after having written Give a Little Bit, that Hodgson finally brought the song to Davies and the rest of the band. It became another international hit for Supertramp when it was released. Hodgson has said that when he wrote the song, the dream of the 60s was very much alive. The peace and love movement was in full swing, but it was maturing. He said that he was really inspired to write it after hearing the song All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, one of the best examples of the idealism of that time. Hodgson took from that the idea that showing you care could be the key to truly unifying everyone in the spirit of what the Beatles were singing about, too. It's no wonder that the song opens the album. And Hodgson has said that in concert, it's the perfect show closer, too. Because it's really hard not to feel like you're a part of a bigger something, unified, after singing along to the lyrics. A song that brings a smile every time. Give a Little Bit goes like this. Give a little bit of your love to me, and I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share. Send a smile and show you care. Just a small kindness, given a little bit at a time. That's Hodgson's idea and the chief intent of the song, that those small graces add up to creating a better world for everyone. And it goes on. I'll give a little bit of my life for you. Give a little bit of your time to me. See the man with the lonely eyes. Take his hand, you'll be surprised. Give a little bit of your love to me. I'll give a little bit of my life to you. Now's the time that we need to share. So find yourself. We're on our way back home. These lyrics appealed so much to the late Princess Diana that she taught them to her sons, Prince William and Prince Harry. In fact, she was such a fan that Hodgson was invited to perform at the concert for Diana at Wembley Stadium in 2007, a decade after her death. When he performed this song, both princes stood up from their seats and sang along in honor of their mother. And the song ends with a we, an ever-present unity through the long journey of life, as the lyrics come to a close with a call to sing along. We got to get a feeling. We've come a long way. What a long ride. We've come a long way. Oh, can we sing it tonight? Hodgson has said that Give a Little Bit has really taken on a life of its own in the years since its release. It's been used to help raise funds for Hurricane Katrina efforts, tsunami relief, the Red Cross, and UNICEF, among other causes. It's also been used for very effective commercials by The Gap and Amazon, and it's been covered by the Goo Goo Dolls and many other artists. Supertramp's biggest selling album, Breakfast in America, was released in 1979, but the follow-up album, 1982's Famous Last Words, was the last with Hodgson. In 1983, he decided to leave Los Angeles and move up to Northern California, moving closer to nature to raise his family and spend time on his own spiritual pursuits. Rick Davies continued on with Supertramp, while Hodgson has released several solo albums since leaving the group. To date, Supertramp have sold over 70 million albums, largely from the material released between 1974 and 1979, a wildly successful 5 years in which the band were both critical darlings and chart toppers, which is no small feat. And it's also no small accomplishment to provide fans with a little song that we can always turn to for a smile, especially when the year is winding down and thoughts of grace and gratitude are part and parcel with the holiday season. Hodgson has said that he didn't overthink the lyrics to Give a Little Bit, which is, of course, part of its magic. And again, probably had to do with him being a little more than a teenager when he actually wrote it. And there's a lesson there, too. You don't have to think too hard to share a smile or to do a small good thing that can mean a lot to someone else. And that ultimately, there's a gratitude inherent in sharing these things with our fellow man, no matter what time of year. I'm Janda, and this has been Behind the Song. Special thanks, as always, to Christian Lane for the music you hear on these podcast episodes. If you like it, leave a 5-star review and hit subscribe. And you can also head over to TikTok and check it out on the Behind the Song podcast TikTok channel. You can find me on the air in Chicago from 9 to 2 Central weekdays on 97.1 FM The Drive, Chicago's classic rock at WDRV.com. And on the way, much more classic rock and roll.